If it's a utopia because everyone plays Garfield Kart, then you're just going to play Garfield Kart to be happy. Alright, there you go. There's my intro.
What does that mean?
I just made like 50 of your listeners click off to another episode.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Of course.
And the name of the show?
It's The First Podcast.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for that.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Also, maybe the clapping will be like rousing for them. Like, it'll inspire them to...
Yeah.
You're like, oh, thank you for tuning into the episode. We applaud your listen, you know.
What if, Lars, what if you do some clapping and then we overlay it and it sounds like we all just start clapping and then we put in more people's clapping and it just sounds like the beginning of like this victorious, like roaring, thunderous applause.
Nah.
Or maybe not, it sounds like.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay. Carson. Can you tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I act stupid online, and I made that my job. I'm a YouTuber / Twitch streamer, and I've been doing this for like, I don't know, like 7 years. It's getting close to that now.
Cool.
But I didn't actually go anywhere until around last year.
Now, what happened last year?
So I hit like 10K. And then I changed all of my content, and it blew me up.
Like, literally? Or?
Yeah, no, I'm dead.
Oof. Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of suspected, but you know.
Yeah, no, I'm speaking to you from the grave.
That does explain why when we sent that email, we got a response back like, oh, he died, this is his ghost?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if that was like... Yeah,
that was my manager.
Oh, okay.
He's still alive, but...
But you're just dead.
I'm pretty flatlined, yeah.
So, how does that work? Like, is it like through some miracle of science that we're able to talk to you now, or do you have like supernatural abilities?
It's Discord, Joe. It's like that's what we're using.
It's Discord.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
This is a stupid question.
I should have. I know. It's stupid. I shouldn't have asked such a basic.
Well, most of Joe's questions are stupid. You get used to it.
I just met you 5 minutes ago, and I'm definitely thinking of you differently.
That's okay. I get the stupid questions out of the way pretty early on.
Yeah, so we can get onto the good content later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you provide like a little bit more, like what kind of games do you tend to stream? What kind of antics do you tend to get up to?
Recently, my main game has been streaming Minecraft, because I've got a streamer server for that. That's just super stupid. And I enjoy it a lot. And then on my YouTube channel, I pretty much just laugh at funny images. And then I churn that out in the editing software and throw it up on my YouTube channel.
There's not more to it than that?
No.
Like, you don't have to meditate in the Himalayas?
There's really not, Joe. Like, that's kind of what he does. It's the upside, though, is that it's funny and that it's worth watching.
Well, I appreciate that.
And, yeah.
There's no secret, like... You have like double doubles every day and that, you know, sparks the creative process.
Like double doubles from In-N-Out or what are you talking about, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's super simple. Anyone could do it.
Okay. So here's the question though, because I was watching an earlier video in which you explained your life as a man with triangle hands and kind of had two questions about that. First of all, how are you recording this podcast without opposable thumbs? And second of all, in which ways has this affected your life?
Lars.
Yes.
It was a joke, man. It was a joke video. I have normal hands. I'm a normal man.
Well, please answer it as if it was serious. Thank you.
And answer all questions as if your life depended on it. We forgot to go over that.
The video was hyperbolic in nature.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you make that, by the way? Like, what prompted that? Because it was pretty weird.
What prompted it?
Yes.
I told that same story in one of my classes, and then I was like, this is awesome. So I recorded me saying it and then edited it together, and then I threw it on YouTube because I thought that's a good video. And looking back, it's a terrible video.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was funny.
Well, I appreciate that. Maybe it's just for a higher cast of people, you know?
Oh, there's a cast system in the content creator sphere? Okay. That's dark.
No, there's a caste system in my viewers.
Ah, okay.
Where do you fall within the caste system?
Yeah, explain a little.
The top?
Are you like near the top?
Near the top, like not quite the head.
Like, would it be like you and then the only person above you is like...
The Lord?
Yeah, like, or is it more
you
like...
You seem to misunderstand. I said the top. And I meant the top.
Yeah, get it right, Joe.
Everyone else is below.
Sorry about that.
Especially my viewers.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I
shots fired on your entire audience.
I apologize. What can I do to earn your forgiveness?
So, nothing.
Oh, so we're good then. So we're good.
You know, Joe, you're giving me weird vibes, Joe.
Getting some
strange vibes off of you.
Yeah, Joe's floundering again.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry for the strange vibes.
Do you usually deal with this, Lars?
Every fucking episode, yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
This is like the opposite of the Asterios episode where he was like, Joe, you're great! The whole time.
So, you know, it's alright.
It's fine. Everyone has to take the L at some point.
Yeah.
Take the L Fortnite dance.
Ah.
Take the L Fortnite dance.
Okay, thank you for that.
Carson, I
take
have
the L Fortnite dance.
I have kind of a hypothetical question for you. I wanted to...
Okay, Joe. I will listen to your question.
Thank you,
Joe.
I'd appreciate it. So you suddenly wake up in the year 2200, and after walking around for, let's say, several minutes...
Maybe six or seven, yeah.
You realize that the world's a utopia. Everyone's rich and has everything they want to live a good life. The only difference is that there's a complete ban on any video game that isn't Garfield Kart. And so you can either play Garfield Kart and have a successful streaming career in the year 2200, or you can actually like try to reinvent your favorite games from scratch, but then you risk the government finding out and chopping off your penis. What do you do?
Isn't this like a no-brainer? You just play Garfield Kart. I don't understand.
Exactly, Joe. It's the best game ever. Have you ever tried it?
If it's a utopia because everyone plays Garfield Kart, then you're just going to play Garfield Kart to be happy. If it's that euphoric of an experience, then you only want to play Garfield Kart.
For the listeners, by the way, Garfield Kart is this shit-tier Mario Kart ripoff game that's like a dollar.
Okay, Lars. Okay. No, Mario Kart's a ripoff of it. Okay. Let's get things straight.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and explain how that works. I'm curious.
Oh, I don't... Lars.
Yes.
I was just saying, I don't want to come up with a huge description of this game like you're trying to have me do, Lars. You know? Lars, I'm picking up some weird vibes off of you.
Oh, shit.
I like it better when you say it about Lars.
Joe, do you deal with this, Joe?
Yeah, every fucking day. Yeah,
what's
the thing about Lars is that he's
no, I'm
very,
trying to ask him questions
like,
about the Garfield Kart, Joe.
He's very highfalutin and opinionated about
what
Garfield Kart.
What does highfalutin mean? Is that a word?
Yeah, it means like high fructose.
Isn't that kind of like that's a nutrition thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like riboflavin, okay.
Riboflavin, yeah, like
okay,
vitamin
Carson,
B12.
Carson, what's your main in Garfield Kart?
John Arbuckle.
No, it's it's Garfield. It's not John Arbuckle Kart. Come on.
Move on.
All right.
It's not Garfunkel Kart. It's...
No, it's... Yeah.
No.
No. Joe.
No. Arbuckle. John Arbuckle. Have some decency and know the Garfield lore before you come.
Did you say John Carbuckle?
No.
I think you said John Carbuckle. All right.
Joe, I'm peeved.
Are you going anywhere with that, or... Like
you're peeving me, Joe.
So you're just peeved. Like, is there something that I can do to help?
You're making me a little bit peeved, Joe.
Okay. I'd like to remedy the situation and have you be less peeved.
I want to remedy the situation by moving on. Throw something else at me.
Here's something. Lars, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes.
How can we reward anybody tuning in with excellent phone service at a reasonable price?
I don't know, Joe.
I have something in mind, and it has to do with spearmint. What am I? Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile actually piggybacks off T-Mobile's excellent service to provide you amazing service at a great price. Mint Mobile has plans starting as low as $15 a month, or, you know, $30 for the Mac Daddy Big Mac package, but that's neither here nor there. What you're going to want to do is go to mintmobile.com. No, that's not it. mint.t1podcast.com and check it out.
Messed up your ad read, Joe.
Yeah. By the way, I'm a customer myself. Like, I use them. I really like them. There's no reason not to use them if you're in an area with good T-Mobile service. It's really cheap and you get the same great service. So why pay, you know, $80 to get fucked in the ass by the company every month? Why not just, you know, pay 20?
Unless you're into that, which is fine.
I'm hearing I might have to check this out.
Oh, yeah, Carson, I highly recommend it, honestly, just like as a customer. I'm not just saying that. Like, I use them because they're cheap and affordable and they work just fine.
Mint.t1podcast.com. Check it out. Just check it out.
Yeah.
You won't be sorry.
All right, Joe, you want to toss like an actual question from the audience at him?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I will take some questions, yes.
So the first question is one from Neon, and she asks this to pretty much every guest that we have, but it's a good question. What inspires you to create the content that you create?
I make the content I create because I want to share what I find funny with other people. And it just so happened that when I was looking for other content to create, to change up my content on my channel, so that I could pursue YouTube full time or whatever, I sat down and just with my group of friends looked at some stupid stuff and I found it hilarious. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do that, and happen to work.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, it's a question we have to ask on every episode of every podcast because someone asks it, and it's so basic, but I mean, it's something that everyone wants to know. So, yeah.
Do you have any like... anybody you look up to on YouTube or just in general for like content creation?
Yes.
Okay.
Donkey.
No need to elaborate. It was just like lightning round.
I was going to elaborate.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure, if you'd like to.
But then you guys interrupted me, so now I'm not going to.
All right, that's fine. We can move on.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting you, by the way. Sometimes it happens, but we never mean to offend.
Well, now that you've apologized, I feel bad.
Oh, don't feel bad. I should never have apologized.
Everyone talk at once. This is
Joe's fault. This is Joe's fault.
As always.
I blame Joe.
And you know what? A lot of people feel the same way, and it's understandable. And anything I can do to move forward, I'd be happy to move mountains for you, Carson. And I will do that.
Like the Nordic mountains?
Why do you always have to bring Norway into this?
Speaking of which, no, just kidding. Let's not do the second ad read already. Carson, who inspires you?
I've been watching Donkey pretty consistently for like 4 or 5 years now. I don't think I've missed a video of his.
It's true.
Slimesicle is a big one. Jax Films, Fitz, probably all those.
Joe, are you familiar with any of these channels?
I've heard of them. I mean, I don't watch a whole lot of you. I used to watch a lot of YouTube like several years ago.
Okay. Well, for Jax Films, just imagine like the largest forehead you can possibly conceive of and then multiply it by about 20 and you're good to go. Also, Anna, can you mute yourself, please? That's our moderator. Okay, thank you.
I'm curious how you guys found me.
Well, it's kind of a funny story.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that funny.
All right, moving on.
We can weave a web of lies to entertain you.
Which is basically the premise of the show, but yeah. Honestly, you've been a constant request from our fans.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of my content?
Of course, yeah.
Yep.
Before you got me on the show?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you watch it because you got me on the show?
Well, we watched as research because we'd like to vet our potential guests.
L. Take the L Fortnite dance. Moving on. What's up next on the list?
Okay.
All right.
Next on the list is...
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good question that you came up with, Lars.
Oh, yeah. You want me to ask the other hypothetical? I can.
I think that you should. I think now is a great time, Lars, for you to ask this excellent question that you've procured.
Okay. And by the way, I just realized I didn't put Craig on, so hopefully everyone's audio makes it. Okay.
Actually, I'm going to start recording now. Were we supposed to be recording? I just started recording.
Oh, some people in the chat think you're serious, Joe.
No, I'm just kidding.
Funny joke.
Okay. Same joke every time. It gets right. Funnier each and every time, too.
Carson, let's suppose that you have to choose between two scenarios. One of them is that everyone thinks that you have had sex with a family member, but you haven't. And the other one is that no one has that suspicion at all, but you have.
Neither.
No, that's not how hypotheticals work. No.
Take the L Fortnite dance.
Which, is that a yes or a no, though?
Neither.
Why won't you answer the question?
Oh, because it's already number two, or what? Like,
Joe, you are on my last nerve right now.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, someone's hammering in the background. That's great. Thank you for that.
Lars, you're on also my last nerve.
How many nerves do you have?
You're on my last nerve.
Okay.
And now Joe will proceed to flounder painfully for almost 2 minutes.
How many straws do you have? I feel like it's one of those things like, oh, we're on your last nerve, but then you've got straws. Then we have to get to your last straw, and then you've got, like, after that, there's still something out. Like, I feel like you're a man of many, many straws. Like, you seem patient, and you... I thought this was one of those times where I was muted and nobody could hear me. Sometimes Lars mutes me because I've exercised my breathing privileges too much, and they need to be taken away. Are you guys still there? So, let me just take this moment to thank the listeners for joining us. I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody who's here. There's Afshan, Katham, call me Carson, thanks for being here. Dinner Bone, the Sixer, thank you. Lifetime Vibes, thanks for Anna. Neon, thank you. Phoenix, thanks. Ram Ranch, you could forget. Thank you, Ram Ranch, for being here. Robinoff.
Are you done?
Oh, you are here. Oh,
yeah, we were here the whole time. We were just letting you flounder.
Good. Very, very good. Let's move on.
Please.
Carson, what would be your useless superpower?
That sounded so defeated. Jesus.
My useless superpower?
Yes.
Yeah, let me explain a little bit. Like it could be a superpower that helps you marginally, like just very, very little.
There's no such thing as a superpower that's useless. It's a superpower. It's super. Super is in the name, Joe.
Joe, I don't think he understands. Can you explain?
Yeah, super meaning like more than life. It could be like supernatural, like the ability to fly. But it has to be useless, like the ability to fly, but every time you do, you shatter every bone in your body.
That's not useless.
How could that be useless?
What if you need to shatter every bone in your body?
Well, then, yeah, that would be useful, but...
Yes, so there's a hypothetical here where it's not useless.
Okay, how about this?
So you can't call it useless.
I understand.
If it's
how
not.
About this for a useless superpower? You can breathe underwater.
You can't call it a useless superpower. It's just not a thing.
Well, what about this one?
It's an oxymoron.
You can breathe underwater, but every time you resurface, you die. You can do it once.
Okay, what if you need to die?
I think he's going to poke a hole in every single one of these, Joe. I think your question didn't work.
You're floundering again, Joe.
All right. I have another question. Can you pose an hypothetical question for Lars to answer? Can you like come up with what, like a question for Lars, like for Lars? Yeah.
You want me to phrase a question for Lars?
Yeah. Like, can you ask Lars?
Why are you asking him to do that, Joe?
I don't know. It seems like we're like flipping the script. I don't know. It's kind of like nouveau riche. Okay. It's like,
Joe, this is weird. This is weird, Joe. This is strange.
I don't know. I think it's okay.
I think I sense a Fortnite dance in your future, Joe.
I don't know. What's I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just one of those like, bop, dop, dop, not bop. Yeah. I'm just going to see my way out of this conversation. I'll see you guys later.
So say you get a bingo card, okay? Say you get handed a bingo card, just a random bingo card on the side of the street. You're like, why are you giving me a bingo card? So you take the bingo card, you know, whatever. You have it in your hands. You go sit down at your desk at home and you just lay the bingo card down on the desk. You now have a bingo card. You're just sitting there. It's there. You've got it. You just got a bingo card, right? Now, one day, you lay down something on the bingo card, and you hear a shout outside your house, okay?
Hear a what outside the house?
A shout. Okay. A shout. What would the bingo card have done to cause the shout? That's my hypothetical for you.
Okay, well, we'll do the due diligence here and not just say, take the L Fortnite dance, your question is stupid. Let's actually answer this, Joe.
So let me just make sure I understand this. You're playing bingo in your house and there's a shout outside. And
no, you find a bingo card randomly.
Uh-huh. In your house? You're in your house. Outside the house.
You bring it
no,
in.
No, Joe. You did not listen.
Well,
I'm tired of this, Joe.
I'm sorry. I did my best.
I say the hypothetical and you just completely throw it out the window. Let's move on.
And sometimes.
No, Joe, shush. I don't want to hear another word. This is the Lars and Carson podcast. Thank you.
That's fine. All right. I'll zip it, Joe.
Thanks for joining us on the Lars and Carson podcast.
Remember when I said that you're done talking, Joe, and then you started talking again? I'm sick of it, Joe.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Joe,
it's okay.
Laughing?
I actually need to be put in my place.
Stop talking, Joe. Stop talking.
Shush, Joe. Just for a second.
Yeah.
Just.
Okay. I'd like to answer the question.
Lars back. Okay. I mean, Joe kind of ruined that, Lars.
I have a good answer, though.
So, no, I doubt it.
I do.
Let's talk about something interesting, dude. Let's talk. What do you do outside the first podcast, Lars?
What do I do?
Well, what's your jam? I want to hear about your hobbies, your life, your love life. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I like philosophy and I like to play video games. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but yeah.
What kind of video games do you play?
Well, it kind of depends. Lately, for some strange reason, I've been on a Ubisoft kick. Like, I picked up Assassin's Creed Odyssey just because it was on sale and I really, really liked it.
Neat.
Yeah. I mean, there's more to it, but I mean, I'm sensing that you would like to move on, so we can.
No. I want to hear all about your video games, Lars.
Okay.
And I want Joe to stop typing.
Jesus.
All right. Well, I'm mostly kind of
Lars,
like an RPG.
Lars. You hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I heard
That's
it.
That's me covering your mouth. Joe, it's me and you now. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
What do you do in your free time? I want to know more about you guys because I've never spoken to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So Joe, what do you do with your free time? What's your life like? What's your love life like?
Love life's fine. I got out of like a 4-year relationship like a few months ago. So I've just been single and, you know, doing some mingling, gone on some interesting dates and, a lot of work. I work like 6 days a week normally since sometimes my schedule's really hectic. Well,
what do you work as?
I work in a hotel.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Are you like hotel manager or what?
No, I'm a trainer. I train new employees and, you know, just let them learn from...
Oh, speaking of which, okay, speaking of the dating thing, Carson, tell me if this is Okay, so the people in the pre-show will know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about this. And she's probably going to be listening to this, too.
Okay, yeah, so even better. Okay, so apparently Joe has gone on 3 dates with this girl.
Yeah.
And they call each other husband and wife. Can you weigh in on whether that's good or bad? Because I'm not... That seems weird.
Sounds like you're overacting over simple banter. It's probably not a huge problem. If you guys are doing it in a joking manner, then it's not going to be an issue.
Yeah, we're not really like husband and wife, or think that we're not like psychotic, you know?
So it's banter.
Is it, and though?
It's banter. Yeah, sounds, I mean, here's the thing. Like we're joking, and she's probably going to hear this and be like, joking? Oh, we're done. No, but...
No, she's going to hear that and propose.
Yeah.
No, but...
She's going to get down on a knee, pull out like 3 rings for you to choose from with her massive amounts of wealth that she's carrying around.
Yes.
And you're gonna pick all 3. Yeah. Put them on each of your fingers.
I thought you were going to say put them on eBay.
You could do that too and make a fortune.
To the girl listening to this episode, go ahead and propose to Joe, please. It's time.
Yeah.
No, but there's nothing wrong with a little banter.
I suppose.
Thank you, Carson. Lars,
what do you think is weird about it? Because I'm trying to understand why you think it's weird. Do you think it's awkward?
Well, it's mostly kind of about like, well, how do you transition out of it once you're both like, well, we're not actually, and we have to progress in the relationship. What do we do now? I don't know.
What do you mean?
He doesn't know what you mean, Lars.
It establishes like a weird precedent for the start. I don't know. It's like, maybe I'm just being a fuddy-duddy about terminology.
Well, we didn't. It's not from the start, though. We like worked up to it.
You worked up to being married?
Yeah. There was a natural progression.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't just day one, like, oh, we swipe right on each other. Now we're like husband and wife.
Wait, that's not how it works?
That's usually how it works.
Oh, okay.
No, it's like first we went on a date. And then we went on another date, and then we were husband and wife.
I just, okay.
So give me an example of how you're using it, because context matters.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know. It's just like if I'm reassuring her of something, like I'll just say like, but you're my beautiful, sweet, angelic wife. Like very, like a very grandiose statement. Like, I do anything for you. You're my wife. Just kind of like that. Like, not like...
Well, if that's happening on the third date, then I'm a little concerned.
Yes.
Because it's not necessarily calling her your wife that's the problem. It's the...
saying I'd do anything?
Yeah, there's a little bit of an extreme there.
Well, I didn't...
That's
I don't
what
think
I'm it, saying!
It's stuff like that. I don't think I actually said... You're my wife. Or, I mean, I don't think I actually said I would do anything for you. I think I used the term like move mountains, you know, if something's wrong. But I don't know.
I remain unconvinced, Joe. I'm sorry. Also, people are begging for us to do the ad read.
I mean, if it's the thing is, it depends on the relationship as well. If she's comfortable with it and you're comfortable with it, then there's probably no problem with it.
Yes, thank you.
How do you eject yourself from that, though? That's the thing.
Well, eventually. Why do we need to?
Well, what's the context of needing to eject?
Yeah.
If it's done in a joking manner, then you can just drop it at any point in time.
Okay. Let me give my last little pitch here. Okay. So let's, you know how there's this thing where like boomers are really, really upset that words like lit and femme exist. And then they're like, some of them use it ironically. And then eventually like they stop using it ironically. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's danger of that where they just set up
question.
Like a question. Huh?
How old are you guys? I'm
64.
I'm 62.
No, I'm actually curious.
How old would you guess? I mean, Lars just said his age, but how old do you think?
Wait, Lars, what did you say?
I'm 30.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Like, I want you to guess. I'm just always curious what people think.
I have no idea.
I'm 27.
Okay. Boomer.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are boomers because you're above the age of 20. That's how it works. Anyways.
That's a funny meme. Ha ha. Yeah.
How old are you, Carson?
I'm 19.
19?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, you're a little baby boy. Ooh, cute.
You're a little young guy.
Yeah, but at least I'm not a boomer.
You're a little young guy.
Like you guys.
Yeah. It's rough. Life is over.
Little boomer boys.
People want us to read the ad, Joe. We got to read it.
Okay, let's move on. Let's do the ad read now.
Okay.
And it's not really an ad read. We're improvising it. I know it sounds like it's like well rehearsed, but it's like
it doesn't sound well rehearsed at all.
But it's not scripted. It's
okay. I think it's scripted.
The audience is literally begging for it. But actually, could you guys beg a little bit more? Kind of like the begging. I think we need to hear
Joe.
Like
you have a sick kink.
I think we need to hear more begging before we can do the
Joe,
ad read.
This is violent. I don't like it.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. NordVPN.
NordVPN. Nord, here's the best way to describe it. You ever go to an airport terminal?
Why are you shouting so loud?
I don't. Sometimes I lose control of the volume of my voice. So here's the situation.
I'll do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, Joe, I was trying to watch French Office. It's called like L'Office or something, and I couldn't.
L'Office.
It's actually called Le Bureau or whatever, but I couldn't.
Why not?
Because it's blocked in my area.
It was.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
I guess there's nothing you can do about it.
Fuck.
Shit.
Unless.
Unless what?
Unless,
what are you thinking? What are you thinking, Lars?
Unless you use NordVPN.
NordVPN.
Yes, NordVPN is a VPN.
So what NordVPN is going to allow you to do is it's going to allow you to surf the web without getting a virus. It's going to let you not have people hack into your shit. It's going to have people not know what websites you're looking at. The weird, sick websites, you perv. Well, that's fine. Like, we're not judging.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, for when you watch porn for begging for likes or begging for begging or what was it?
At least it wasn't luggage.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with fetish, by the way. I was just like, I shouldn't have said begging. I should have said like I should have phrased it differently. I will admit.
Please, yeah.
We should take that out.
Well, now we have to leave it in. But and okay.
I'm completely aware that we've talked about it too much where we can't just take it out.
Nord.t1podcast.com. For $4 a month, you need a VPN. You might as well get one that's affordable, inexpensive, and cheap, and does the trick. Nord.t1podcast.com.
Carson, they're begging you to do the ad.
We already kind of did it.
I know, but they're still begging.
Ignore them, boomers. Okay. Move on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your advice, non-boomer person.
What are you, a Gen Z?
Zoomer.
I believe I would be Gen Z. Yes.
Zoomer.
Zoom.
Nord.t1podcast.com. 75% off your first subscription.
And 75% off your purse.
The code... Carson, what's the name of the podcast?
Huh?
What's the name of the podcast?
The name of the podcast.
Podcast we're currently on?
Yes, that one.
You tell me.
It's the first podcast.
All right. It's the first podcast. You heard it. You heard Joe say it.
Jesus, every guest fucks this up. I was trying to set you up like, oh, what's the name of the podcast? The first podcast. That's the checkout code.
At least you got our names right.
Joe and Lars, dude.
That's the checkout code.
Joe and Lars.
You got the boomer names.
Boomer. Yeah.
Anyway, nord.t1podcast.com, the first podcast at checkout, 75% off, $4. That's plenty. We can move on.
Would be a less boomer name. Like Mariah.
Mariah.
That's a total boomer name.
Kelsey.
That's
true.
Kelsey is a boomer name?
Or no, a non-boomer name. You're saying less boomer.
Yeah.
I would say Mariah, Kelsey, Michael.
Michael? I feel like that's like timeless.
That's super boomer.
Very boomer.
That's as old as Jesus. Mm,
disagree.
Well, you're wrong, but you're the guest, so that's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
I feel like as a Gen Z, I get to declare what's boomer and what's not. Okay?
I guess that makes sense. It's not like it depends on the year you were born or anything.
No?
Okay.
Okay. So, Hero Brian, a.k.a. Dinnerbone, a.k.a. Toy Box Creature, a.k.a. Jaden asks, do you have a favorite indie game or a game that you think deserves much more recognition and, in parentheses, nothing Toby Fox related if possible?
Yeah, Celeste.
Celeste?
Celeste, 100%. That game is gorgeous. It's a platformer, and the 8-bit design for it is gorgeous. And the way it plays... is like exactly what I'd want out of a platformer. It's got difficulty, but it's not to an extent where it makes it annoying for the player, and you feel rewarded for when you get past certain sections of the game.
Yeah, I played it. It's pretty cool, I guess. It's all right.
To the person who says, when Carson thinks Celeste is difficult, it's not necessarily that I think Celeste is difficult, but you're rewarded for beating certain sections, right?
What are you rewarded with? Like, they put money into your bank account? Like, what are we like, Dogecoins? Like, what are we talking? Like, they're rewarding you with, like...
It's something similar to, like, Portal, because they'll introduce new game mechanics. And then they'll use those game mechanics in future sections of the game and make even cooler designs for you to get through.
That's cool.
And if you're not really into platformers, I wouldn't say it started off difficult, but it was like, it wasn't like super easy in the beginning. In my experience with that, I actually would recommend people check it out. So I agree with Carson and I disagree with Joe.
What?
Anyway, moving on.
So there's actually a question from the audience for me, and it's from Neon, and she asks, Joe, I need a plant update. And I'm just to preface this, my room was in a state of despair, and I needed to liven it up with some plants, so I got a couple, and they were in my room for a while, and they started to get like some bugs on them, so I had to move them outside. But they're still doing very well. There's a lot of growth on the plants. And I forget their names. I think one of them was Darren? No. It doesn't really matter. But,
Alien Hands!
Alien? Oh, no, it was Dallin. And
no, there was one called
Alien Hands!
Alien Hands was actually on the outside of the house in the backyard. And we went to San Francisco, me and my brother Jeff. And we saw a great, huge bush of alien hands, massive alien hands bush.
Thank you, Joe. Is that it?
Yeah, so the plants are doing well. Thank you for asking, Neon. And I'm sorry for having to take up some time on the podcast talking about the...
I really hate that you had to spend time on our podcast talking about our life, Joe. That's terrible. Totally, right?
Sorry, guys.
Sorry about that.
Sorry to make Wouldn't you want to talk about hear us. That.
Back to the guests.
All right.
By the way, if anyone in the audience has a mic and they want to come on real quick to ask a live question to Call Me Carson, you can go ahead and do that.
Is there any interest in that, asking a question on air if you have a mic? Is there anybody like that?
Oh, they're just talking about the plants. I guess we can move on.
Wait, I'd like to take this time to say about myself.
Someone says they have a mic, but no question.
That's all right. Well, I guess we can have you on and you just don't say anything. So.
All right, Anna, you can come on. Anna, that's fine.
My question is, being so young in this industry, what made you decide that you were going to be like an internet type person, especially at 19 when you're looking at like colleges?
All right, guess I'll spend a little more time talking about my plants. Everyone go ahead and open up that infographic that was
All right, he's muted. Continue.
Okay. At like 18, 19, you're looking at colleges and future careers, and this is the path that you're on. So what made you decide to go on this path?
I hate school. I all throughout high school hated high school, and then I decided I was going to try college because I didn't have anything else at the time. And then about halfway through college, I really, really...
Ah, shit. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Jack.
I got disconnected somehow. Shit.
All right.
I was having a really rough time with school, and I had no passion for it, and I knew I wanted to do YouTube because I can create anything I want with YouTube, and one of my biggest problems with college was that I was studying to basically just work under people. Like, that's how a lot of the entertainment industry is. With YouTube, you can just make whatever you want. There's creative freedom. Kicked it into high gear halfway through my freshman year of college, and figured out exactly what I needed to do to be successful. And then after my first year of college, during the summer, just grinded out. And thankfully it worked out. So I got out of college and decided to pursue this.
All right. Well, Anna's muted, but I'm sure she thanks you for that answer. Also, just kind of going off of that, I'm kind of curious, how are you, I know this is going to sound super basic, but how are you adjusting to just like blowing the fuck up recently?
I'm basically running things the exact same way I did before. The only difference is I'm a lot busier all the time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's just trying to keep up with everything and doing the best job I can with that.
Is there any difference in your process at all? Or are you literally just making the same kind of stuff for a larger audience?
I mean, there's a certain degree more pressure to make sure that whatever you make, it's exactly what you want from it.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, not really. I'm pretty much, if I had a small audience, I would probably still be making the same kind of stuff. Okay. Same way.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you for that question, Anna. And apparently I asked the same follow-up that she did. I apologize for that. Also, people in the chat on text chat, which, by the way, discord.t1podcast.com, you should tune in live next time. But people in the chat are mentioning that this is super wholesome, but they really like your videos.
I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah.
I appreciate everyone that watches my content, obviously. I mean, like every YouTuber says that, but I mean, yeah. It's the reason that I'm able to do what I do.
Yeah, I like how this has gotten a lot more wholesome at the end. At first, you were like, all of my fans are below me in the caste system. And now
I mean, that's all joking, obviously.
Yeah.
They're all people, and I try not to, like, dehumanize them by throwing them all into one category. Mm-hmm. Unless it's joking. A lot of times on stream, I will just call them, like, chat. But I know that my chat is made up of a lot of people who are just there to be entertained. A lot of people who are trying to get attention. But like, there's a large variety of people, and I try not to just throw them all into one group. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. We have that here on a much smaller scale. But yeah, I get what you mean. Also, 99.9% of you will understand that. Speaking of the joking from earlier, that the banter in the beginning, we didn't actually have all that animosity in reality. But for the one or two of you out there, probably named Keith, who didn't know that those were jokes, obviously, just for that one person out there who didn't understand that.
It might, could be like a Mikey.
You know what, Keith? I'm kind of, you're giving me weird vibes.
Take the L Fortnite dance. Yeah.
Exactly.
By the way, Carson, Anna also wants to know how much content you have to sort through when editing videos.
Depends on the video. Some videos have way more recorded, but I pretty much just throw whatever's funny on the timeline. And then if I think anything is like worth cutting out to make a better video, then I do. Like, so for instance, it really depends on the video. Right now I'm working on a video from PAX, and there's like 3 or 4 hours of footage to sort through. Whereas another video I can have like 10 hours of footage to sort through. So it really depends.
Shit.
Wow.
That's one of the things I notice about, especially your YouTube content, is that it seems like it's very condensed down, and I appreciate the commitment to it, because that must take a fuck ton of time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the editing process takes a while, and that's why I don't upload as much as I wish I could on my main channel. Mm. On my second channel, it's pretty much just stream clips, which makes it really easy to still get content out, but I'm still working on the main channel,
mm-hmm.
which is the main project.
So, and there was another question in the chat, which it's like the trifecta of basic bitch questions to ask, but for someone who's thinking, oh, I should get into YouTube, I should be a YouTuber, as much of a mistake as that might be, what would you recommend to someone?
What do you mean? Are you calling me a mistake, Lars?
Your life is a mistake. No.
Lars, say that to our guests. We should.
That's a joke.
Lars, you can't. You've offended our guest.
Shut up, Joe. Just let him answer the question.
All right, sorry.
I'll say the same thing I tell everyone, because I get asked this question a lot. Just make sure that whatever you're doing, you enjoy doing it. Don't make content that is just for views and you think, well...
Garson.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, yeah. I was unmuting someone in preparation to ask a question and they rudely just kind of interrupted you.
I apologize.
You're giving some weird vibes, dude.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
No, Carson, finish your thought.
No, I was just saying, just make sure that whatever you make, you enjoy. Because if you don't enjoy it, then there's going to be no point in making it, and you're not going to want to continue.
It's very, very inspiring.
That sounded super sarcastic. Don't be rude to the guest.
Ah, that's so inspiring. Look at this guy. Get a load of this guy.
Carson, would you say that this whole YouTube life has gone to your head in a bit? You changed?
Oh, what a pointed question.
No.
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 The only thing that's changed is I'm more confident. Mainly because I have a really good group of friends that I didn't have before because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they support me. And that's like a really big positive thing in my life. But besides that, now I act too stupid for anything to go to my head.
Wait, so they support you like physically, like you're walking around and they're supporting you by...
Yes, Joe, that's what he meant, obviously.
You know what I mean, Joe.
Every sentence, Joe, just
you're,
wow.
You're right, I did know what you mean. I should never have...
Overwhelming weird vibes.
I should never have said that. I'm sorry about that.
You should never... Oh, I thought you were going to say I should never have talked.
I should never have opened my mouth to begin with.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm wiring it shut.
Someone in the chat, I'm going to have another one last live question before we head out, but someone in the chat did ask a good question, and you've already answered it. Never mind. They asked, okay, go ahead, Phoenix.
Phoenix has a question.
Yeah, how is your day going?
It's going good.
All right, that's it. That's a wrap.
Yeah. That's a nice way to go out if you guys want to. Yeah,
You can ask one more, Phoenix, if you want.
Die things. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Phoenix, if you have a real question.
How was your yesterday going?
Going good.
Okay, that's... Okay.
Thank you for answering my question.
No problem, man. Thank you for your question.
Yeah, thank you, Phoenix, for that. Anyway, if you guys want to wrap things up, unless... Carson, is there anything you're, dying to talk about?
No.
Okay.
Anything that you wanted to plug?
Check out my streams.
How can they do that?
Twitch.tv/callmecarsonlive.
All right. And Joe, if people wanted to find our show, they know where to find it. They can check the show notes if they really want to. But if people wanted to get exclusive benefits on the Discord and an on-air shout out and all sorts of other fancy stuff, how would they do that?
Patreon.com/T1podcast.
For $2 a month, you become a premium ultra mega platinum member of the Discord. And many other things.
Soon it's going up to $1,000 a month, so act now before...
Yeah, well, it's only $2 a month.
Get grandfathered in.
Yep.
I'm going to wait till it's $1,000 a month.
All right.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and change that right now, so we can get the loophole set up for that.
It was a joke.
Oh, can I we see. Get it in writing okay. As Mr. a joke? Internet funny man. All right. Okay. 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 I know you want to plug it, so go ahead. The Instagram.
No. So
check out my plant.
Check out Alien Hands.
No, I'm not going to plug it. Lars is talking about the Instagram. It's T1 podcast, but
it's kind of stupid, but I mean, it's Joe's baby, so I understand he wants to nurture it.
It's really not. What would really make us happy is just listen to the episodes. Just go back and listen to the episodes. Start with episodes.
We called all the bullshit ones where we were just like waffling on about nothing. So now it's just guest interviews.
No more Barbara Streisand bullshit. Just good ones. We got rid of the bad episodes. Just good episodes for you because we love you.
And the episode with Carson as well.
You're our fans.
Yeah. Anyway, Carson, we have a tradition on the show where we not only have the guest introduce the show, but also end it.
Hmm. Okay.
So go ahead.
Adios. That was my... That was-